3. Wally Homaha is our Deputy Police Commissioner Assistant, actually. I think I got that wrong last time. But he's our top Māori cop, let's put it that way. Tēnā koe, Wally.
Morena, Dale.
Morena. I know you've been flat to the boards this morning, Wally, but I thought it important that we get the police perspective here about the lockdown. And I know that some of our people are anxious and wanting to set up the iwi-controlled health checkpoints in Taitokoro and up in Nui. There was a roadblock at Manaia, which the police have now taken over. So what advice can you give our people, Wally, about roadblocks or trying to keep our communities safe? What sort of directives have you got from your end?
Well, I think we've had, over the last couple of days, we've had a series of meetings with our iwi leaders from the north to the south. And our message, because of the nature and the speed of this variant, and also 70 locations in Auckland, what we've said to our iwi communities and our leaders is to leave the high visibility patrolling to the police. We're out in force. There should be no movement around the place now. Movement is restricted, and anybody moving about must have an exemption or reasonable excuse or otherwise face prosecution. Now, we have to go hard on this simply because of the, you know, as we've heard, because of the speed of how this thing spreads. So look, they've been pretty receptive, and I know that in the north they have had concerns because of the influx of vehicles travelling into the north. Not only does it the vehicles travelling into their places, but it also puts strain on the local resources. And so that's the thing that they're facing. And of course, now that the 70 locations have been identified, people will be racing to testing stations in the north, putting strain in that area. And also some of the locals who have already contacted us have said, you know, they can't get in because, you know, there's been that influx. So I think people have got to be far more responsible and act more responsible, particularly with what we're facing. In Manaia, in Coromandel, you know, again, talking to our iwi leaders down there and talking about the nature of this variant and how quickly it can spread, what we didn't want to see was our people standing on the roads, stopping people, coming into contact with them, and the likelihood of going back into their community with this virus. So what we've said is leave it to the police. We're mobilising our staff into those high sort of vulnerable areas, and certainly have upped the ante on that visibility patrolling to provide reassurance to our people that we've got this at this point in time. So the only ones, Dale, that should be out and about, highly visible, highly mobile, should be the police.
Kapai, is there some potential for some sort of liaison, because you've got committed people, and I know you want to ensure that they're kept out of harm's way, but would there be a scenario where the police and local communities could conceivably work together? Not straight away, but a little down the track.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've always been committed to the partnership that we've had, you know, from all of our leaders in places, and they've been very helpful. You know, but at this point in time, because, as I say, because of the nature, leave it to the police. We're fully equipped for those of us who, those of our people who are out there. And at a point in time, if things change and and the levels drop, then there certainly will be an opportunity to go into that space and start looking at how we can work together or how we can help each other.
Wally Homaha with us today. Thanks for taking the call at short notice. Appreciate your thoughts, Wally. All the best.
Kia ora, Dale.
Kia ora, mate.